The second and final IEA debate for presidential candidates with representation in parliament took place in Accra last night. The flag bearers of the NDC, NPP, CPP and PNC took turns to outline their policies on various issues of national development. On crime and national security, President Mahama of the NDC said his government will continue to improve on the good works they have started over the four-year period in Apa. He said they have well-resourced the security agencies with equipment which has led to significant drops in criminal cases. He also said the police will be formally trained in how to handle white-collar crime, especially cyber fraud.
Under this current administration, we have taken a lot of steps to try and battle crime and reduce it to the barest minimum. One of the major successes we have gained is a drop in crime statistics. And I'll give you, for instance, robbery. There's been a drop in reported robbery cases from 4,753 in 2008 to 3,909 in 2012. What this government has done is to apply technology, personnel, and equipment to improve the crime-fighting institutions. White-collar crime continues to be an important subject, and we are adding it to the curriculum of the police service in order that they coach police officers on detecting white-collar crime. IOCO law has been revised, and they have seen significant appreciation in their funding in order that they can fight white-collar crime, especially cyber crime, and this is giving us some significant results.
For his part, Dr. Abu Sakara of the CPP said his party will strengthen security forces undercover for effective execution of their work. He said information and suggestion centers will be established in every district to tackle crime at the community level. Under the CPP, crime in offices and high places will be tackled by training and retooling the Economic Crimes Unit to be up to the task.
At the national security level, we'll strengthen our immigration, our police, and our law enforcement officers undercover. We shall also fight crime in community by establishing a People's Information and Suggestions Complaints Office in every district and in workplaces so as to better detect crime and have a catalogue of actions that have been taken and actions that have not been taken. There are, of course, other crimes which are committed in offices and high places. Those are the crimes that are a holes in the economy, and this we will take by ensuring that we strengthen the Economic Crimes Unit, not by training alone, but also retooling them and ensuring that we select the right people to put in those places.
The PNC promises to reintroduce the border guards concept to tighten security at the country's borders. The party's flag bearer Hassan Ayariga further noted that fighting crime calls for the concerted effort of all. His government will therefore put up free telephone lines for the public to use to help the security forces by reporting crime cases.
We will bring back the border guard concept, equip them to police our borders and all entry points, increase the number of police personnel to the ratio of one police officer to 300 people. We will also provide and deploy the most advanced closed-circuit monitoring system at all the country's entry points and government establishments to further enhance the work of security agencies. But we all are involved in maintaining peace and controlling crime. It is not just the security as individuals in your homes and houses. When you see burglary go on somebody in another person's house, if you cannot control it, just inform the police. We will put up telephone lines free of charge that people could easily access the police, so that when we equip them with the modern vehicles like the NDC have done, we will continue to give them more and more equipped other vehicles to support them, and they will be able to control crime in more than 24 hours.
Nana Adodankwa Akufo-Addo of the NPP indicated that contrary to President John Mahama's assertion that crime rate has decreased, armed robbery cases are rather on the ascendancy. He stressed the need to increase the number of police personnel and the strengthening of the judicial system to enhance crime fighting. He also said the economy needs to be developed to discourage crime.
And our people have been confronted recently with significant increases in crime, in robbery, especially. I'm surprised to hear the statement that the statistics indicate that there's been a drop, that there is a disconnect between the figures and the reality on the ground. be that as may, we're dealing with a matter that requires a very comprehensive response. I have been, and our party continues to be, a rapid expansion of the numbers of our police service. We have a ratio of 1 to 1,200 in our country. Obviously, the other aspect of law enforcement, the Ministry of Justice, as well as the judiciary, equally need to be strengthened for them to be able to work more efficiently and more effectively. We're then dealing also with what we need to do to expand our economy, because an expanded economy and an enhanced economy will mean that the resort to armed robbery and to crime will diminish.
Nana Akufo-Addo is the presidential candidate of the NPP.